gathering and officials meet Pakistan Prime Minister Edox. Those are the headlines.
Atumagi, you're welcome. We've been expecting you. Let me get you some juice.
This is not Fruit Top.
We ran out.
Well, you know me. If it's not Fruit Top, it's not a welcome.
Auntie Maggie is right. It's not quite a welcome if you haven't been served Fruit Top Juice Cordial. Fruit Top contains real fruit juice for that refreshing real fruity taste. Fruit Top Fruit Juice. Real fruit in every drop.
Oh, what a bad day.
When everything is bright and golden.
Bad day.
Sun shining in the mighty morning.
Bad day.
Without my family in that moment.
Bad day.
Everyone's bad day is my bad day. But when my banja comes together, there are no bad days.
Nothing brings our banjas together like a bad day. And introducing the newest member to the banja, Banja Ultra.
When you are there, you bring the shine into my
banja washing powder, the family detergent.
Here's a little song that we wrote for you. The words are very simple and they're only two.
Cream it. Just cream it.
Like the moonlight adds a little light in the dark. You got to add a little light in your car.
Cream it. Just cream it.
Doesn't matter to big or small.
Chocoloco. Chocoloco is for all.
Choco Choco Sticks. Long lasting fun.
La Zambia! The wait is over! Super Sport Bet is here! This is where sports fans play and champions are made. Get closer to the action, my guy. Watch, play, and win. Join today and get 10 free flights on Aviator Plus. Catch the best odds with Super Boost on your favorite matches. Don't just watch the game, play like a champion. Sign up like a Bosale at supersportbet.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Bet responsibly. No under 18s.
Did you know that you can complain against a radio or television station that breaches the code of professional standards set by the Independent Broadcasting Authority, IBA? Here's how. Write to the station via post, email, or fax, stating what grievances you have against the broadcast. State when the broadcast took place. State who the broadcaster was. State your name and contact details for further communication by the broadcaster. Upon communication with the station, it is expected that the station will respond to your complaint within 14 days. Where you have not received a response or have received a response within 14 days but consider the response to be inadequate, you can address your complaint to the Director General, Independent Broadcasting Authority, Mass Media Complex, Ali Kinkacha Road, P.O. Box 32475 Lusaka, or call 0211-250-589 or email complaints@iba.org.zm or visit our website www.iba.org.zm.
The Independent Broadcasting Authority, promoting a pluralistic broadcasting industry in Zambia through fair, transparent and effective regulation.
Every mother's nightmare, when your baby cries and you don't know why. But sometimes it's the small things like diapers. Your baby diapers are made with strong leakage protection and up to 12-hour protection to keep your baby dry day and night. They come with a wetness indicator so you know exactly when it's time to change. And with a cloth-like breathable back sheet, your baby's skin stays soft, dry and comfortable. Your baby diapers. Gentle care for babies. Peace of mind for moms. Brought to you by Your Care Hygienics.
Banjo wants a pasiani neapa. Nichanchi sticker. What am I little you about? Eh, Capitan, I just did it, Simzanga. Eh, take a nifty. Sianane. Ah, ah.
Yes, Ripper Stock Feed has it all for your broiler chicks. Find us at plot number 20554 Chinika Industrial Area off Mumba Road, Lusaka. In all outlets, look around for Ripper Stock Feed. To find out more, call us on 0953-624050 or 0971-864700. Ripper Stock Feed, the Feed Masters.
When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you take a leap of confidence because you have an active audience of over 6 million people waiting to buy your products and services. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, your success is assured because our professional team works with you to ensure you hit your target. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you join the winning brands, you join the league of certified customers. Call us now on 071-595-606 or 0765-194796. It's Millennium Radio again and again. Millennium Radio, the voice of development.
The following program is a repeat. Therefore, you cannot contribute by calling or texting.
The Social Mix program, it comes to you every Saturday, that is 13 hours up until 14. Yes, we discuss social matters, yeah, basically things you've seen, things you've heard, things you can relate to, yada yada yada. Those are things that we just get to talk about on this program, and I'm your host, Macy Chanika. And yeah, today we have another interesting topic of discussion on the Social Mix program. Today we're talking disappointments. Yep, we're talking disappointments. And in the regard, or in this regard rather, we're talking of disappointment when it's in relation to relationships. So here's a story. I think most people have seen this, and I'm prompt to ask a question on what really people intend to do, or what is the current trend. Because what I've seen is that, okay, let me give you a brief of where this is coming from. I've noticed that most people discourage other people to sponsor women before they get to marry them. This can be in form of a business, it can be in form of school, like any form of empowerment. Like people will say, do not, mwana kashite wa kutwala ku skulu, mtwala ku skulu, akasandira, akasangira ombi, and then they'll leave you. So this is a bad idea. Like, yeah, there are people that have seen, people have said, okay, this woman of mine, so I'm thinking, before I marry this lady, let me do this. Let me like take her to school, maybe grade 12, that's it, you know, let me sponsor her GCE, or maybe she finished grade 12, let me sponsor her, she wants to study what, she wants to be a lawyer, she wants to be a nurse, let me pay for her studies, then later on when she's done, I get to marry her. And then people will be like, don't do that, bro, like, don't do that, they'll run away from you, she'll find another one. And then you find that, because of this, people, men, most men would say, "Awe, so since I really, really want to marry this woman, and I really, really want her to be empowered in this way and the other way, especially when it comes to school," you find that they will say, "Okay, I'll sponsor you, but then I'll take you, I'll engage you, like I'll put a ring on your finger so that when I take you to school, at least those Johns and Peters would know that, okay, this woman is taking a one-up." But still, regardless of that, many other people would say, don't do that. It's still something that you can't, like, don't take your woman to school, don't empower them, they'll find someone better. So here's my question: what is your take when it comes